A person might go squirrel hunting with a 22
rifle.
Instead of having potatoes with supper, somebody might have a white grain, and you boil it and wash it, and then you eat it with gravy. What do you call that grain?
Squirrel?
No, I'm talking about a grain, and it's white, and then little grains like this, about that long, white, and you wash them, you wash the stuff, and then you boil it with salt, and then you wash it again, and you eat it with gravy.
Are you?
Nope, still thinking about, I'm thinking about rice.
Some golden pillow.
And you put it in pudding sometimes, when you make hog pudding.
Yeah. That's so many of those things.
Yeah, I'm thinking about rice.
I can't keep all the little things.
Well, do you ever have rice and gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, now that's what I want you to say. Would you say that for me?
Rice.
Okay. On my wrist, I'm wearing a
watch.
Insects that look like dirt daubers, but they sting. They build big paper-looking nests.
Yeah,
and they sting.
They're spiders, eh?
No, these are insects, and they look like dirt daubers. And if you give them a chance, they really will sting you.
Yeah.
Do you all have wasps around here?
Oysters?
Wasps.
Oh, yeah. Been wasps.
The season of the year that comes after winter is...
It's fall, eh?
Mm-mm. It goes fall and then winter and then... What season?
Summer.
What's the one that comes right before summer? When things first begin to grow? Easter time.
Ooh. Well, got them kind of tangled up.
I'm thinking about spring.
Yeah. Well, that's spring of the year, yeah.
Okay. A person who's thirsty might go to the kitchen and get a drink of...
water?
After supper, somebody has to do what to the dishes?
Wash them.
And to get the soap off, she has to... What do you call it, to get the soap off? You say she's...
Wash and clean them.
Yeah. Would you ever say rinse?
Yeah,
you mean to get the soap off?
Yeah. Sometimes they don't.
Okay. Well, would you say that word for me?
Erasure.
Okay. On your hair, you can use a comb or a...
brush.
A little boy was sick, so his mother put a thermometer in his mouth and took his... What do you call it when you find out if somebody's got a fever or not? You say you're taking their...
Well, I have to give him something to break that fever.
Yeah. And if you put something in the person's mouth to find out if he's got any fever, you say you're taking his... Do you ever say taking his temperature?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, would you say that for me?
Taking his temperature.
Okay. Now, will you count from 1 to 20 for me, please, just by 1?
Ma'am?
Count from 1 to 20.
Me?
Uh-huh.
I believe we can do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay. The number after 99 is?
100.
And the number after 999 is?
Uh-huh.
The number after 999.